Jeremiah chapter 43. And it came to pass, when Jeremiah had made an end of speaking to all the people, all the words of Yahweh their Elohim, for which Yahweh their Elohim had sent him to them, all these words, then spoke Azariah, the son of Hoshaiah, and Yohanan, the son of Kareah, and all the proud men, saying to Jeremiah, you speak falsely. Yahweh our Elohim has not sent you to say, go, do not go into Egypt to travel there. But Baruch, the son of Neriah, sets you on against us, so as to deliver us into the hand of the Chaldeans, so that they can put us to death and carry us away captive to Babylon. And so Yohanan, the son of Kareah, and all the captains of the forces, and all the people, did not obey the voice of Yahweh to dwell in the land of Yehuda. But Yohanan, the son of Kareah, and all the captains of the forces took all the remnant of Yehuda that had returned from all nations where they had been driven to dwell in the land of Yehuda, men and women and children, the king's daughters, and every person that Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, had left with Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, and Jeremiah, the prophet, and Baruch, the son of Neriah. And so they came into the land of Egypt, for they did not obey the voice of Yahweh. And in this manner they came to Tapanhes. Then the word of Yahweh came to Jeremiah in Tapanhes, saying this, take huge stones in your hand, and hide them in the clay in the brick kiln, which is at the entry of Pharaoh's house in Tapanhes, in the sight of the men of Yehuda, and say to them, thus says Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, understand, I will send and take Nebuchadrezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and I will set his throne upon these stones that I have hidden, and he will spread his royal pavilion over them. And when he comes, he will smite the land of Egypt, for death to death, and such as are for captivity to captivity, and such as are for the sword to the sword. And I will kindle a fire in the houses of the Elohim of Egypt, and he will burn them, and he will carry them away captives, and he will array himself with the land of Egypt, like a shepherd puts on his garment, and he will go forth from there in peace. He will break also the images of Beth Shemesh, which is in the hand of Egypt, the land of Egypt, and the houses of the Elohim of the Egyptians shall he burn with fire. End of chapter.